Dreamscape presents Murder Undercover by Kate Carlisle. Narrated by Susie Bernice. Murder Undercover. Chapter 1.
You're having sex,
my best friend Robin cried as soon as I opened the door. I mean, not currently, thank God, but recently.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Say it a little louder, why don't you? I yanked her into my apartment and quickly shut the door behind her. I don't think they heard you up in Petaluma. She dropped her bags on my work table and pulled me into a hug.
Your closest neighbors are two lesbians. Do you really think they'll judge?
It's nobody's business, I grumbled. I'm not even going to ask how you can tell.
It's a gift,
she patted my cheek.
Besides, just look at you. You're glowing.
Don't be ridiculous, I said, feeling my cheeks warm up. So maybe she was right. Maybe I was glowing. Did she have to point it out to the world? Robin Tully had been my BFF for years, ever since we were 8 years old and our parents joined the same spiritual commune in the hills of Sonoma County. We first bonded over Barbie dolls, Johnny Depp, and a mutual disgust for dirt. Now all that dirt has transformed itself into the upscale town of Dharma, a wine country destination spot for Bay Area foodies. But back in the day, it was backwoods enough to make two fastidious little girls go berserk. Robin grinned, amused by my reaction. Then she scooped up her bags from the table.
I brought wine and presents.
I ordered pizza, I said, leading the way down the short hall to my living area.
I'd kill for pizza.
No need, I'll share. I pulled two wine glasses from the kitchen shelf and set them on the smooth wood surface of the bar that separated my kitchen from the living room. I missed you a lot. How was India?
India was exotic and wonderful and smoggy.
And I missed you too. She pulled the bottle of wine from one of her bags and handed it to me to open.
And I missed showers, and ice cream, and hamburgers.
The pizza's got sausage and pepperoni.
Oh, God, meat.
She closed her eyes and sighed.
It sounds like heaven.
I have ice cream, too.
I love you. Have I told you that lately?
With a laugh, I poured the wine and handed her the glass. Welcome home.
Thanks.
We clinked glasses, and she took a good long drink.
You have no idea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?